What's up, movie fans and Netflix bingers? This is the Bros Who Binge podcast. My name is Adam Schubert, and as always, I'm joined by Lennon Burton. Lennon, how are you doing this week?
Doing well, man. Got a lot to discuss. Jam-packed show. We got new Star Wars, some DC news, some tight trailers, and then also caught up on Shogun. Got to talk a little T-Vice, not caught up all the way. And then The Gentleman is incredible. But I don't know, Schubert. I think the thing that's taken over movies and TV this week, or should I save it for my movie on the rise, it's that documentary about the Knicks people. That's everywhere.
Yeah, everyone's got something to say about it. It makes everyone feel this type of way because, I mean,
yeah,
you know, our generation built on Camille.
You were a big Drake and Josh kid. When I watched it, I was thinking of you the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, Camille made a good point to me about this. It was like we were just kids, so like, you know, the things that, so like when they were talking about it, and like at least I've only seen the first one, so I can talk about like the all that.
Oh, I got you. I've seen all four episodes.
So like when they were doing the all that stuff, and they were and Leon was talking about how like he was wearing the tights and stuff like that, and he mm-hmm. felt like, uncomfortable in his body. And I was like, when I was a kid, I didn't even like notice anything. I was like really just in depth to like the sketches. Like I really wasn't paying attention to stuff like that.
When you say that, I was thinking of the dicks on his shoulder. I don't remember that. But I remember Noseboy.
I remember the skit. Yeah.
I remember Noseboy. And I never, as much as like, because a lot of this through this is like, and look, this is not, I'm not here to give y'all my opinion because people on TikTok are giving their diatribes about this shit. And like, people got hurt. So like, you know, I'm not here to give you, because like, you feel how you want to feel about it. But all I know is some people got hurt. But like, the cum shot shit, I can be honest, I never saw that as a cum shot until they pointed it out to me. Like, as a kid, I just like, oh, someone got slimed or someone got dare, whatever it is. Yeah, it's not, whatever it is. Never thought of it like that. And like, I don't know, I loved Keenan and Kel. I did. Good Burger. Loved it. I feel bad for Amanda. I do feel bad for Amanda because I think we don't know what happened to her. Like, we know what happened to Drake Bell. But she,
the other thing that didn't register with me is like the Penelope Taint thing.
Yeah.
Like,
went right over my head. Like, my bro, I'm watching the thing and I'm like, oh shit, her name was Penelope Taint. And then when you think about how she acted, he was calling her a taint. Like, I had to hear that and see that and have that brought to my face. Like, oh shit, okay.
Yeah, it's like one of those things where like when you look back at it in hindsight and you think about it, like these are like, you know, full blown adults who are writing stuff like this that, you know, messes the innuendos come in. So it's like,
and you know, we always did kids, say our enjoyed show, it. And we always do say our cartoons and shows were more edgy than the shows today. And it's like, why aren't well, maybe they shouldn't be, you know, like,
yeah.
Like maybe they should be. Cause like to your point, a lot of the stuff they were saying about the shows, not the behavior off, it flew over my head, always over my head, all flew right over.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, the behavior offsets.
Yeah, that shit's fucked. Yeah. Bro, they said the Victorious cast was drunk for every fucking episode they did. That's crazy, bro.
Well, that tracks. have you ever watched that show?
Yeah, I did.
I mean,
but feel terrible, I mean, for Amanda. Danielle
Monáe was like, what, like 25 when she was filming that show. Yes. She was probably partying all the time.
Feel bad for Amanda. Feel terrible for Drake Bell. Terrible for Drake. Like, bro. Did they go in depth on like his side? I'm gonna let you just watch the episode. That shit is traumatic. I feel terrible for all of them. Like, okay. And to your point, like some of the kids who were talking, they were just giving context around what was happening. Not every one of them experienced a wrongdoing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe a wrongdoing.
Not the most serious of wrongdoing.
Facts.
Maybe there were like some wrongdoings that were less worse than. Like, you know, like the girl who was getting the attention before Amanda, but never got abused.
Who lost the show?
It sucks for her that she lost her role, but at least she didn't get like abused.
Yeah, facts. And like, I was thinking about like the black kid, like his mom saying stuff about not wanting him to do skits is why he kind of got fired, which is fucked, but like at least he didn't get touched. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because like some of them got touched, and that shit is just not good. But I will say this: the black kid thing is so interesting because, like, I didn't realize they made him a weed dealer. And, like, and honestly, if that was my kid, I'd have said something too. So I feel where the lady coming from. I feel where she coming from. Had the black kid in all the fucking crime fucking skits. That's so fucked. And then when he's not, the other one has big penises on his shoulder. Because, hey, when you see them things front on, they do not look like a nose. I'm going to call a spade. They do not look like a fucking nose. They look like dicks. Like big black dicks.
Yeah. I mean, it was a lot.
But when you watch it, it's some gross shit, man. Like I said, we're talking in the jokes we just made were about the content on the show. The fucking behavior off. Like, dude was getting his people to massage him during, like, tapings of the show. And, like, when you watch those iCarly behind-the-scenes things, ooh, it gives you the chills because you can just see everybody uncomfortable.
Ugh. Right.
Fucking disgusting. But wait, last thing. Nickelodeon needs their ass whooped. How y'all gonna have three child molesters, SAers, whatever, three pedos working for y'all during this shit? That's bro, they were working at the same time span. One got arrested 2 weeks later, and the other one got arrested a month after that. What the fuck were y'all doing, brother? And then the guy, the main one, I'm not gonna supposed to say his name or anything and say what he did, but the main one, this is the crazy thing. After he went to jail, nigga went and worked on Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. So he brought his child abusing ways to Disney. Oh, brother, we don't know how deep the well goes. Like, this shit is crazy. And I am sure that Disney has just as much dark shit going on over there. They just keep it locked up tight.
Yeah, they got it in that mouse bottle.
Facts. Final thing I'll say, did you see the Ned's Declassified People's shit today? Did you see the controversy about them? Why'd they do that, bro? They didn't have to. Like, come on, Ned's. Do better.
Yeah, I mean, like, they just, you know, shouldn't have been on that live saying anything about it, really.
Fuck no.
Like, you could tell that they don't mean any harm. But
yeah, read the room. Yeah. Like, it's all about reading the room, but we'll talk about details about it once you watch it. Cause there's things that I want to say, like, certain people need their ass whooped. Family members, workers, certain people need their ass whooped because they allowed that shit to happen. And I stand with
Amanda Bynes' dad.
No, I know. I'm not talking about her dad. Well, I don't know what her dad did. They kept that very inconspicuous.
Well, like, at least in the beginning, what they said, that he had her whole life planned out and he was working with
He was a fuck. He was that. But I'm talking about, like, one of the parents fucking brought their kids to the molester's house, like, every day.
was letting him
do it. And the daddy started crying on camera. My heart broke because he told her, do not let this shit happen. Oh, it broke my fucking heart. That shit is sad. Can't ever look at those shows anymore. I'm going to keep it a full stack. Ever.
Right.
Sorry. And I love Kenan and Kel. Not that I was watching that now, but, like, if I ever had any inkling, can't do it now.
Yeah. No. It's hard.
Don't hit the same.
But yeah, so other than the news stories we got, we're going to talk Shogun, Tokyo Vice, briefly touch on The Gentleman. Did you watch Invincible?
No, I didn't want to burst your bubble. I watched all four of that. That shit kept me, I was there.
And we'll hold on that. So, all right. But,
Invincible, real quick, Invincible shot itself in the foot. You did you see the statistics that came back?
Lost some momentum, yeah.
One of the least talked about returns was the second return in, like, TV streaming history type shit. They lost all their momentum. No one gave a fuck, bro. No one gave a fuck.
Well, there's just so many other things rolling out right now that, like, it's just
we don't care. I'm sorry, Invincible. I watch it when I watch it, but, like, Shogun's too good. Tokyo Vice, this documentary just watched, plus Dune. Like, no one gives a fuck.
Yeah. So let's get into the stories.
Ooh,
so the first thing I have on top to talk about is Oscar thoughts.
Oh yeah, because we missed last week because I dropped the episode late. All right,
last Sunday. You mentioned that you watched the whole thing. I watched the whole thing, which I think was, like, saying something about how it was done this year. You know, I thought the pre-show was great. I thought the show was great.
I didn't see the pre-show. I got on right at the show started.
I didn't have much going on before then, so I just had on E red carpet.
Gotcha. Yeah, first time I watched the whole award show, at least with Curse, like in a long time. Like, she was even excited about it because of Barbie. I think the movies made people excited about this one.
Yeah, I think it was important that, like, the biggest movies of the year were up for the categories and like, to win, you know. Mm-hmm. And also, I think having the performances was really important. Like, I think having, you know, Billie Eilish and Phineas doing a song and having a Ryan Gosling do I'm Just Ken. Mm-hmm. Like, I think, like, that brought a lot of energy into it.
I like that I picked, like, me and Chris were watching, I picked legit every time. It came up, it was like, oh, only one I missed. And I told Curse, I was like, I think Emma will win, but I want Lily Gladstone to win. And even when Emma won, Emma was basically like, damn, Lily Gladstone should have won this type situation.
I know a lot of people who said that Mark Ruffalo should have won.
Oh, over Downey?
Yeah.
Hell no, bro. Hell, like,
they
look.
Said that Mark Ruffalo acted a lot more than Downey did.
I watched Poor Things because it's on Hulu. And Emma killed it. And don't get it twisted, Mark Ruffalo was tight. But like, bro, Downey makes fucking Oppenheimer into like this dark twisted thing. I'm sorry if you haven't watched Schubert. He's the twist villain.
Okay.
He's the villain of the fucking thing. Well, I don't even know if you can call him a villain because it depends on how you look at Oppenheimer. That goes into a whole nother. But from a movie standpoint, he is the twist villain. And he executes it perfect. Like, I would 100% say he's not just Robert Downey Jr. I would say he might be like a mustache twirling senator villain. But like, you know, when Downey gets in his bag, he gets in his bag. Like, that shit was hard. Like, Ruffalo, I'll say this was being eccentric Ruffalo. It just depends on which type of eccentric you want. Ruffalo's or Downey doing the villain shit, being like, I'm trying to get away, I'm a rich man doing my shit, haha, got you Oppenheimer, fuck you nigga, like that type of shit. Like, I don't know, I fucked with Downey, man. I thought he deserved to win.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I thought, you know, a lot of the categories went to the right places. It was nice to see the Godzilla people
that was win. Tight, good for them.
You know, I think another interesting thing that they did this time around was having like the actors, the previous winners of the actor awards come out. I like that. And then, you know, to our point that we've talked about with the stunts, they actually had Ryan Gosling come out and talk about honoring stunt people.
So I think that's going to happen. But
they still don't have an award yet. So I think that means it's coming.
Killian win. I like seeing Killian win and get it from all the other guys. Killian deserved it. And then Nolan getting crowned. Like, I think Denis might have his moment this upcoming year, if nothing like crazier drops.
Like that's what I'm thinking is, like, you know, it's got to be Denis' time.
Mm-hmm. Because like everybody admits that Dune is epic. But see, Oppenheimer had the same thing. Like, granted,
came out in June. Though.
I was about to say Oppenheimer came out in June, a little earlier than March. But like, if it's a good film, people will talk about it for the rest of the year. And I don't see people are reading Dune now because of fucking, like, you know what I'm saying? And then with Star Wars coming out and with all these other sci-fis coming out, I literally said it when I watched the trailer in pre-pro. I was like, oh, Schubert, this looks like a normal plane. It's no Dune. You're not blowing me away, Fede. And we'll get to that. But like, yeah, no, I think Dune will carry into, but it was dope seeing Nolan crowned by Spielberg as like another GOAT in it. He deserved it. That was nice. And seeing him win Best Picture. Not many, you don't get the fucking, you know, the gamut that they got, like supporting, and leading.
And technically Wes Anderson also got his first Oscar.
Yeah, good for him too.
For a short.
Yeah, so facts. It's still good for him. But to see Oppenheimer pick up the big, like the big ones, that was big. I think Dune could have it. I don't think Timothy gonna win, but like Austin could win, and Denis can win, and then Best Picture. That's
Zendaya
Zendaya could, yeah. I definitely, if there's not, it just depends what's the rest of the year. Like, I could tell you right now, Austin, Denis, and Best Picture should be locked as long as nothing crazy comes. Timmy, I'm sorry, you wasn't good enough. I'm sure there's gonna be something else coming. And Zendaya, you got a 50-50 shot.
I could see Rebecca Ferguson getting nominated at the least.
Supporting. Yeah, I could see it.
Yeah.
I could see it. I could see it.
But yeah, so that's the Oscars happened 2 weeks ago. It was great. I think like it really brought new life into the award.
Yeah, yeah, it was
I don't
big.
Really have much to say about Jimmy Kimmel as the host. I
mean, oh, he kind of sucked.
He kind of sucked, but I mean, yeah.
It was better than Joy Coy. I'll say that.
That's fair.
Joy Coy was, look, man, maybe some of these hosts should stop trying to be funny and just host the damn thing. Maybe they need new blood. Maybe the time of the comedian's over. Maybe they should get one of these like movie nerd people to do it. And I know people are gonna be like, whoa, a podcaster or one of these hosts, but like, they love this shit. So like make it a celebration and not necessarily do the roast bits, because the roast shit not working no more.
Yeah, I mean, I almost think you could do like an ensemble group, almost like the people who do the
good
the awards.
The awards,
like, you know,
yeah.
Yeah. Or not the awards, I'm sorry, the red carpet. You know, I'm not saying the same people, but I'm just saying like, you know, how you have like, you know, Vanessa Hutchins was doing interviews, and you had some other people talking about the films, and you know, okay. It's just like, so you could have like someone, different people come out.
Man, do like ESPN. That basically, we want a sports broadcast, essentially.
Right. So before we run into Acolyte, the other Star Wars news we have is the Patty Jenkins, since there is no more Wonder Woman 3, says that she's back with Lucasfilm working on the Rogue Squadron movie.
Oh, so it's back.
So it's back.
Are you excited? Like, I mean, I don't.
Yes, yeah, definitely.
Okay, okay, real. I'm not gonna poo-poo on that because I know you're the Star Wars guy.
No, I want Star Wars Top Gun. It's good.
Okay, well, if it's that, I won't be mad at that. Nah, if it's that, like,
that's what it should be. It should be Star Wars Top Gun.
Do you think it'll be kiddy? Like, if they go like super serious with it, like pilots are dying. Like, you know, you're going to die.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think Patty Jenkins is going to screw around with it. I think.
All right. Well, if it's hardcore like that, I'm in. I'm in. But if it's like, yeah, I'm going to be a pilot for my dad.
You don't want it to be Star Wars Resistance.
No, man. Like, why am I watching that? You know, dude. We live in a post Dune world, brother. Sorry. Get that kitty shit out of here.
Let's move into Acolyte. Let me pull up my phone.
Oh, I was ecstatic. Oh, this is what I've been asking for on this podcast. I've said it time and time again. I told you Acolyte would be the thing that finally scratched my Star Wars itch. We saw how many lightsabers in that fucking trailer? Orange ones, yellow ones, green, blue, red. It was just, let's fucking go. Carrie Ann Moss force punching, doing all her shit. Badass. And then seeing Amanda Stenberg is like this up-and-coming Sith using knives. Oh, she about to whoop their ass.
Daphne Keen looking full alien.
Also, we were wrong. The Squid Games guy is not an alien. He's a human.
No, he's the human.
He's the main. Yeah, he's the main guy.
Main character, too.
Facts. You think he's going to be the Sith?
His name is Kenner.
Like, can we pick now who's the Sith? It's got to be him, right? Huh? Or is it Carrie Ann Moss?
Yeah, because Amanda Stenberg, she's just an assassin. So I don't think she.
I think she's the apprentice. I think she's going to be like, I think they're doing the ruler too. I think she's going to be the apprentice to the undercover Sith.
Then it's got to be Carrie Ann Moss.
You think it's Carrie Ann Moss? I'm betting it's Squid Game, homie.
I mean, I would think that that's a pretty good possibility too.
Yeah, facts. I'm just saying, let's get our bets in early.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a good criminal underground bit of this. I like what the stuff that came out about how, like, she made sure that there were writers in the room who had never seen Star Wars.
Yeah, that's good. Bring a different theme. So and that's why it maybe feels like a crime story.
It follows an investigation into a crime spree that pits a respected Jedi Master, played by Lee Jung Jae, against a dangerous warrior from his past, Amanda Stenberg. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think that they're connected. If they're
okay. Well, yeah, it's probably Carrie Ann Moss.
As clues emerge, they travel down a dark path where sinister forces reveal all is not what it seems.
That's why I'm saying, you know, someone's secretly hiding. But hey, someone's going around killing Jedi, and we got to solve the mystery. So sign me up. What? That sounds so much better than anything we've gotten, maybe that's not Andor, from the Disney Star Wars regime. Like, I am hype.
Yeah, it's just really great because we're dealing with no major connections. Like, I'm sure there'll be something in
new.
There, but
everything's new. It's 100 like, years sure, before like, Phantom.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, like, you know, Yoda possible to appear, and some of the other alien characters are possible to appear in this. But like, are they going to be major players in that?
No, this is new people. No prophecy. No. This is uncharted Shogun Game of Thrones territory where it's like. It could be crazy. This could be insane. Feel bad for you, Benioff and Weiss, because this is what y'all wanted to do, but didn't end up happening. Y'all fucked up Game of Thrones to do this, and now it's not happening. But it looked great, though. It looked great.
So let's move into DC. So Batman Part 2 delayed.
Oh, not that.
Yeah. Batman Part 2 delayed the fall of 2026 due to writer strikes that have been resolved. Is it too far from Part 1?
Look,
is it,
I'll say this.
Is it too close to Batman and Bold?
I'll say this.
And Bold.
As long as the movie's good, then I'm okay with the delay. Because Matt shows he's cooking up that heat. Denis had to delay. And we still got the epic that is Dune. So maybe the Batman 2, little pushback. Watch the Batman, the first one the other day. Chris was like, well, you watch this movie too much. I was like, you don't know me. Stop saying what I need to stop doing. That movie's incredible.
Netflix now. I have to watch it here.
I can legitimately say that's my favorite Batman live action over The Dark Knight. It's officially the best. I can legitimately say that now after watching it so many times. So, like, I'm ready for whatever Matt gives. But I think your second question is what's the most important thing. How does this affect Brave and the Bold coming out? Because, like, I definitely want Matt Reeves' take. It's like a comic that I'm reading that's an Elseworld. But the main thing is about to start, and I want to know what's going on with the main thing. Like, I'm hyped.
Because you know, even if Brave and the Bold doesn't come out until, like, 27, we're going to be getting casting. Stuff from the film. So it's just like...
And once Superman and how the world looks, if it's super comic booky, no disrespect, the film lovers will love Batman. We will love Batman Part 2, and it'll still be like one of the better comic book movies. But comic book fans, if Superman's successful and like I think it's going to be, people are going to be more concerned what's going on with Brave and the Bold. I can concede that point for sure. For sure. Because,
yeah, so.
Like, bro, that Mr. Terrific and Superman. Like, what the fuck? That's about to happen. We got a Teen Titans movie. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And so that goes into what I was going to say, Teen Titans live action movie going to be written by Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow scribe, Anna Nogueira. So, I mean, Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow will probably be coming out before this Batman Part 2 or at the same time. So it's like, you know, all this stuff in the DCU is going to be coming out, and Batman Part 2 is going to be right in the middle of it. So
and just
like,
not connected to anything. It'll be its own thing. Like I said, I'm still going to love it because it's giving us that detective vibe. You know, we're getting... Batman the Animated Series a little grounded, but bro, the fact is we have a Teen Titans movie with two of those characters possibly tied to Batman, so we got to get that Batman movie.
One.
Now my question, and this is what I we're not fan casting. I think that's stupid. I think that's silly.
I think we should later, but not now.
Yeah, well, definitely not now. I think what the important thing now is, which I don't see a lot of people doing. People are talking about, oh, it's determined. I don't think it's determined. Who is the squad of this Teen Titans?
Yeah,
I think that's the interesting thing, because it's like, he's already said that Brave and the Bold is going to be Damian. We know that.
So Nightwing is in there.
But my question, is it a Damian team that Nightwing is a chaperone of? Like a big brother of? But it's Damian's team. If you look at the comics, Damian runs the Titans, and Nightwing has his own Titans team. Is this going to be OG Titans? Is this going to be TV show Titans? Or is this going to be Damian's team? I think it's going to be a mixture. Like, I don't think Cyborg's going to be in this team for people that are like, oh, we want Cyborg. I don't think they're getting that. I think it's going to be Blue Beetle from the movie. I think it's going to be Zolo. I think you get Nightwing. I think you'll get Beast Boy and Raven as Damian's age. I think they stay 13. They'll be Damian's age. I think you get Blue Beetle, and you may get Nightwing and Starfire as the OGs who remember their team. And you may
Did
get
Tim
like
Drake early a Teen Titan?
He had a team. He had a team with Bart Allen. And some people were like, are you going to put Wally West on the team? And I think whoever he chooses will show how big the universe is. Because if you put Wally West on the team, then that means Barry Allen's Flash. But if you put someone else, well, that could mean Wally's Flash. And do you put Dick on this team? I think that could also be another thing where you don't put Dick on the team, but you have Starfire be the Den Mother. They could go so many different ways. Or it's not Damien's team and it's Dick's team and we get a Titans, because it wouldn't be Team Titans. It would just be the Titans from like the other, where it's Dick's team. It could be that, you know.
I think it's going to be a Team Titans. I think you're on to something there that it probably would be not the main group, because we've seen so many iterations. We've seen mm-hmm. one cartoon. We've seen another cartoon. We've seen a live action
show. I think that's the interesting question. It's not fan casting. It's who's on the team. And I think people are going to be sad, because I don't think it's going to be Cyborg, Beast Boy, Raven, Starfire. I don't think that. I don't. Like, not at all. I think Blue Beetle's going to be on the team. I think Beast Boy and Raven will be on the team. I think they have to be. They've been on Damien's team as well. I think they will be on the team. Now, the question is, Donna Troy, is it? Because she's been on, like, or not Donna Troy. Cassie Sandsmark is basically the other version that's on Damien's team. You have Lobo's daughter, which we know Lobo's going to be in the DCU. Do you put the kid Lobo on the team? They have a whole storyline with that for Titans to do. If you don't want to do Trigon or Slade, that could be a movie one villain, just incorporating kid Lobo. That's an option. Like, you could bring Static in if you want. That's an op. Like, whoever's on this team is interesting, but I don't think it's going to be Cyborg, Beast Boy, Raven, Dick Grayson, Robin, and Starfire. I think you get two of them and maybe one as like a Den Mother, like the animated movie. Like one is like the leader.
You got a Teen Titans group that's got a Tim Drake, Red Robin, Wonder Girl, Superboy, Speedy, Zatara.
The Young Justice team. That's the Young Justice team.
I mean, sort of. Yeah. Miss Martian. Yeah.
Which is possible.
On that team. Static is on that team.
Which is possible. Aqualad. Like it, but
I'm
just basing it off of what James Gunn said, that Batman is Brave and the Bold is Batman and Robin, which, to your point, which you say in Tim Drake, maybe Damian's the Robin, but this is where Tim went and started. That's team. Yeah, that's possible,
like,
too.
Think about the middle. Like, you know, if we get a Dick Grayson Nightwing and we're going to establish that he's an adult, because like I said, Batman Brave and the Bold, like we're dealing with like Batman, like could be phasing out and we could be getting
mid-30s. Yeah. Or late 30s. Yeah. Early 40s.
So, like, we could be getting Nightwing moving to Batman, and then Damian could be, like, phasing in the Teen Titans. So, like, that could be what that movie's about.
Or it could be Tim's team. It could be Tim's team. I like it being Tim's team, actually, a little more, because to your point, if it's Batman and Robin, well, Damian's not going to do the Titans if he's the main Robin right now. And you could give, like, Tim some, yeah. or it could just be Nightwing by himself with no Tim. I could definitely see that being an option.
Yeah, and I just think it'd be a good opportunity to, like, bring Tim Drake into the fold without having to make, by being able to not tell the Dick Grayson story in this DCU and to go straight to Damian. Let Tim be the Titans, Red Robin, Robin. Teen Titan.
Yeah, I like that. I do like that. Now, do I think that'll happen? Maybe that's what I want to happen now that you convinced me, but I could definitely see it just being Nightwing-led with, like, with a mixture team.
Yeah.
Like the Titan show.
So let's run into the trailers. Two things I mentioned on the top. There's a trailer for a movie called In a Violent Nature, which is a horror slasher shown in the POV of the slasher. So you don't really know the people who he's slaying. You just follow him around slaying people.
Oh, damn. Okay. Shit. This sounds pretty good.
And then there's a trailer for this movie, Ezra, that... let me pull up the cast for it. Bobby Cannavale is the main actor in it.
Damn, I should have watched the trailer.
Robert De Niro, Rose Byrne, Vera Farmiga, Rainn Wilson, cast. Whoopi Goldberg.
Is this Oscar bait?
I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be like as big. I don't know if it's going to be big enough to be Oscar. The director of this film is... the guy who played in Scandal, the president. So I mean, I think it's more of just like an ensemble
movie
that's like an indie.
Okay, see, I was thinking Valentine's Day.
No. No, it's very centralized. Like you see the trailer, it's like all about Bobby Cannavale's character and his son who has autism.
Oh, okay.
So that's
About
what
their
it's about.
lives. Gotcha. Okay.
Sing Sing, you've talked about this a little bit on the last
Oh,
podcast,
bro. Nah,
but
that's why Timmy's not winning an Oscar. Like, let's just call him spade a spade. That movie, Coleman Domingo is about to solidify himself as like, I'm the best out right now. It's my show. Like, that thing
right.
made me want to cry just watching the damn trailer.
Yeah, it looks like a banger movie.
About the prisoners and like them having to overcome their trauma of being prisoners and like living in there and like all the things that come along with that. Like, I think it's gonna be big for like the prisoner actors, like the
Right.
side, like Coleman's gonna show why he's the man and probably win an Oscar for that, but it's like those side characters are now gonna have better lives because of, like, that's one of those things, like the mid-90s side cast. You know, like it's like they get real people almost to be in these movies to turn
Yeah.
into actors.
You know, speaking of side casts and people who are trying to like establish themselves, we'll talk about Sweet Dreams. It was kind of a surprise
Oh,
trailer
yeah,
that I spun on you.
the podcaster
The podcast movie, Theo Vaughn, Bobby Lee, Mo from the Netflix series. Johnny Knoxville's the star. Kate Upton appears in it, you know, but it's
crazy.
a
A
basically like
baseball movie.
a halfway house baseball movie.
Like, literally, a sobriety, like beating addiction through the power of baseball. Like, honestly. This could be an Oscar, like this big movie, like. But no, this I like
No,
I
it's
don't.
going to be a fun movie though. I think it's going to be a fun movie with a lot of heart and
Knoxville's
interesting to
taking it
see.
serious though. It seems like he's the straight man in this. Like he's going
Yeah,
for
no.
it, which is interesting.
It's almost like an adult Bad News Bears.
That's what I thought at first. I'm glad you said that. It's definitely adult Bad News Bears, but like he put himself around a bunch of funny people today that people know, but like. It could be special. I don't know. I got a
That's what I'm
weird
saying. Like
vibe from it.
it could be special. It's worth it. It's a trailer that's worth watching.
Facts.
The other
Or it could
trailer
be
I
shit.
spun on.
Like, it definitely could be shit. Like, let's definitely say that.
One thing that could be shit is The Idea of You, because you know I like to shit on it Anne Hathaway movies, but here she wanted to have some fun. She's gonna have some fun pretending being in the fake Harry Styles movie.
I didn't even finish watching the trailer. I was
Nah.
watching. I asked him, I was like, what is this about? And he told me, I was like, yeah, I'm done.
Yeah, so basically she's a mom that goes to Coachella
Bro,
and
she's
meets
old as hell.
Harry
What is
Styles.
with that young ass dude, bro? What is up with these cougars?
Yeah. Alien Romulus, London talked about it a little bit beforehand. It's just weird to see a movie
I
in the
feel for
sci-fi
him. I
realm.
feel for him. Because let me
But
tell
think
you
about it in
something,
terms.
Schubert. The trailer looked cool as shit. It did, like the horror aspect. Him bringing that don't breathe-ness to Alien is what Alien's been missing since like the early
Since the first
Ridley
one.
and Cameron. Yeah, like that's what it's been missing. And I think that's what's gonna sell people on it. And I think that's what's gonna separate it from Dune because I think the typical sci-fi shit is too what we know. Like once you see what Denny did, he revolutionized it. But I think Fede's gonna do
Alien
something special with the horrorness.
in his obsession in his Inception was a horror film. And then when Cameron took it over, it became
An
an epic.
epic. Yeah.
So like,
I think he
yeah,
brought it
go
back to the
back to his
horror roots.
roots.
Yeah. Which it needed. Which it needed bad post a Prometheus world.
Franklin,
Oh, that
Franklin
looked pretty good.
was a who's the main actor in that? It's Michael Douglas,
Yes,
right?
Michael Douglas has been Franklin.
Yeah,
Yeah, that's
Michael Douglas
exactly
is
what
Ben
it is.
Franklin,
He's this Playboy
and
aristocrat. Like, what the fuck is that TV show?
now it's way over exaggerated, but it was very interesting
Yesified
that
as
Ben Franklin
fuck.
like really did do a whole bunch of shit in Paris, and like
Fucking
I think
these
like
whores.
there's a lot of history behind that,
What's
but
going on? Okay.
not all in this show.
Cause it looked good. I'm gonna watch it. It like don't get it twisted. I'm making jokes, but that shit looked very interesting. Ben Franklin dueling people, fucking these whores, doing political intrigue. Like that shit looked
Yeah, but the political
wild.
intrigue is real, but I
All
don't know about,
the other
all the
stuff,
sex and the
the
fighting, but
yesification of Ben
yeah.
Franklin.
So yeah, so that's definitely an interesting one, Apple TV. And then the last trailer we have in here, I threw at you late, was The Greatest Hits with Lucy Boynton.
Oh, that didn't look too bad.
Yeah, basically kind of a time travel-ish movie where certain songs take her back in time, certain
I like the
moments with her boyfriend before he dies in a car accident.
Will she change the past? Or will she
in real life, as she's learning to cope with the death of her boyfriend, she's also frantically trying to go back and change it. So she has to, you know, is changing it worth it? Or is
she going to lose the new guy she found, the new life?
Or will, or will her new life and her new growth
make her not, accept?
Help her move on, accept, yeah.
I feel like at the premise, this is a movie about acceptance, and I feel like that movie could be good. Plus, we get a look at Superman. He looks like Super. Shout out to Cornsweat, man. Cornsweat's about to have a big year.
And shout out to Lucy Boynton too. I think
she did a good job
for some stuff. We've been waiting for her to do some stuff to kind of blow up, because like after she did Bohemian Rhapsody, I was like, oh, she's about to blow up, but she hasn't done it yet.
This definitely could be a big thing. Also, shout out to the guy from Umbrella Academy is like the main love interest. Four.
Ben.
Yeah, Ben. Yeah, that's exactly his name.
So Aaron Taylor Johnson rumored to be Bond.
Good.
Matthew Vaughn rumored to be the director of the movie.
Get away from fucking Sony as fast as you can. Madam Web's already out of theaters. Worst comic book movie. Craven's probably only going to be good for our boy ATJ. But to me, Schubert, if I'm going to be honest, what Amazon said was they were getting away from the Daniel Craig type Bond. The vicious, they were getting back to the more of a gadgety, cerebral Bond. No disrespect to our boy ATJ, because we're big ATJ fans over here on the Bros Who Binge podcast. But ATJ is just as gruesome and violent as Craig. He's another Craig. Like, what?
Well, basically, like, if they are serious about Matthew Vaughn, we know what that we're getting here. We're getting Kingsman kick-ass with his boy, Aaron Taylor Johnson.
With ATJ, being a badass. So that's my whole thing. It's not that I'm upset by this, because it'll be great. It's just very similar to it won't be as serious, I guess. It'll be more poppy than the Craig Bonds, but it won't be far away from the brutality of it. He will still be a very brutal Bond. He will not be the cerebral. Most. Yeah, he might be the most. Exactly. He will not be a cerebral gadgety Bond. He might be a gadgety kick-ass Bond. That's what he's going to be.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's just like, you know, what we've seen through Vaughn and Kingsman, I can imagine where we can meld the two. And I think it would be great if Aaron could show that he doesn't have to be the big physical guy. And I think that he wants to do that.
I hope so.
I don't know. We'll see.
But ATJ falls. He falls under this category as Tom Hardy and Daniel Craig. They're all very similar physical guys.
Yeah. But, you know, we're definitely not hating on any of the rumors, but there has been a lot of hate around it. So, you know how people are with that.
I'm not hating why they're. I don't even know why they're hating. I'm not even hating. I'm just saying what y'all told us y'all are doing is not what y'all ended up doing.
Yeah.
Because we thought we were going to get like a Tom Hiddleston fucking. We said that at one point. James Bond, a suave gadgety user, like that type. Because shit, you could have just gave us Henry Cavill if you wanted, you know, because he's in the same vein as ATJ. Shit. I feel like this movie's going to look like Mission Impossible more than anything. Like, I feel like that's what we're about to get.
And I guess I'm just so caught up on the Matthew Bond of it all. Because that tells you more about the movie.
Oh, true. Yeah, it's gonna be like Kings. That's why when you say a meld of Kingsman and traditional Bond, I think that's Mission Impossible to me. that's what I think. Like that's why I say Mission Impossible, because it's very much so Kingsman mixed with traditional Bond. Because like it's not gonna be, when I think of Skyfall, that's like an Oscar movie. I do not think this movie's gonna be no disrespect to Matthew Vaughn, it could be. But, like, I see it more as an action film than, like, a traditional Bond drama.
Yeah. So, well, we'll see what comes of that as it develops. So, X-Men 97 came out
Watched it?
I have not watched it, but but the story here is that the showrunner was fired ahead of the premiere.
Yes, apparently rumors allegedly he had an OnlyFans and he was selling them booty pics.
So that's what happened. I thought it was because
that's the alleged.
Yeah. 97 was trash. So I don't know.
No, I don't think it's because it's trash. That's the rumors because he got OnlyFans. Yeah. You're selling them booty pics. And they didn't want that shit.
Can't be doing that on Disney.
No. That shit's funny, bro. But I'll watch. I'm going to see what it is. But I got to get Disney Plus again. And I don't know if I'm trying to do that right now.
I currently have it. You can probably just...
Okay, bad.
Jeffrey Wright has joined the cast of High Low, which is a Akira Kurosawa reimagining by Spike Lee and Denzel Washington. So I think that's a good addition.
That's heat. That's heat.
That cast. But yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing, too. Did you put that on the thing, on the notes, about Austin?
About Austin?
Michael Mann's in pre-pro with Heat 2.
Well, yeah, I mean, we knew that.
Oh, yeah, Austin was just training, doing it at the gun range, getting ready to be Val Kilmer. I'm just hyped. That shit looks crazy. It's legitimately happening now.
And now, after Dune, I'm just more excited about that.
Mm-hmm. My question is, we know Driver, we know Butler, but who is going to play Pacino? Or do you just get Timothy? Do you just call Timothy to be Pacino? I feel like he's too young.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. But that shit's in pre-pro. But I'm hyped for this Denzel story. Jeffrey Wright's hot as shit. So, like, and when I say hot, I mean like terms of like his star power as an actor right now.
So instead of a quarterback's Netflix documentary, they're going to do a receiver one. And
bro,
it's going to feature Justin Jefferson, Devontae Adams, Deebo Samuel, Amon-Ra St. Brown, and George Kittle.
All right, Schubert, can we call a spade a spade? All those other quarterbacks were scared of being caught on camera when they know they're about to lose to Patrick Mahomes. See, it worked because Kurt didn't give a fuck. And fucking Mariota, well, we know what's up with him. He's just trying to get some money. And Pat knew it was good because he's Pat. Why, Josh Allen, what's wrong, pussy? Same thing to you, Joe. I do not want a receiver. That's going to be ass. Ass? What, a receiver, doc? And none of these receivers win the Super Bowl? I got to watch this?
Well, at least Deebo and George Kittle.
Make it and lose.
And Amon-Ra St. Brown. Yeah, they got far.
They got far. Oh, and then Justin's going to be hurt during the whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh, this is just
part
booty.
Of it. And then that's part of it.
So what, they going to do running back next year? Oh, gross. I was excited to get more quarterback, Doc. Because the first one was great. I feel like this is a settle. They settled because they couldn't get anyone.
Maybe these new Gen Z quarterbacks will be into it.
Yeah, hopefully. CJ Stroud.
So Travis Kelce, he's in talks to host Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader reboot at Amazon Prime. There are some questions about it, because if he's still committed to playing football, how committed could he be to filming Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? And the new version of the program is going to rely on celebrity guests rather than children, according to these people.
Hey, why they hating? I feel like that was someone connected to Aaron Rodgers asking that question, because we was all okay with Aaron Rodgers being the host of Jeopardy. But we can't let my man host Are We Smarter Than Fifth Grade? I'm not worried about his commitment to football. I'm just saying, why the fuck was he in the receiver, Doc? But you're going to go host Are We Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? What the fuck is that? Well,
why do we get George Kittle and not Travis Kelce? That's a good point.
Exactly. Bro, why the fuck do we have two 49ers play? What? George Kittle? What? Travis, you did us dirty. I don't give a damn about this show. You should have been a receiver.
So Owen Wilson is set to star in a comedy series at Apple TV set in the professional golf world. The untitled series hails from writer Jason Keller. Apple has given it a 10-episode order. Per the official description, Owen Wilson will star as Price Cahill, an over-the-hill ex-pro golfer whose career is derailed prematurely 20 years ago. After he gets fired from his job at an Indiana sporting goods store and his wife walks out on him, Price hedges his bets entirely on a troubled 17-year-old golf phenom.
Is it their replacement for Ted Lasso?
I mean, sort of. I guess it's like your sports
show. Sports comedy.
But I mean, like, Shrinking is basically your replacement for Ted Lasso. Same group.
Oh, okay.
Who made Ted Lasso, the Shrinking. So.
Gotcha.
But yeah, I mean, like, I think this could be pretty good. I mean, I've loved everything that Apple's done so far, so.
Yeah, Apple's heat right now.
Be pretty good. So HBO ordered a Rachel Snow comedy pilot. And the untitled project, a codependent friend group reunites, navigating how the time apart, ambition, and new relationships have changed them.
You need a new one.
A lot of people are thinking that this is going to be Rachel taking a page out of the Lena Dunham book and creating
Insecure. It's Girls, Insecure.
Yeah, or Issa Rae.
Yeah. Issa Rae, yeah. They always got to have one. Sex and the City, Girls, Insecure. So, you know.
Yeah. The only thing that worries me about it is that, like, if it's the only thing that we've seen her like develop is Bottoms, and I didn't really like Bottoms, so I'm just like worried about the tone.
It might not be for us, though. You know what I'm saying? It might not.
That's true.
It might not be for our demographic. True. I liked Insecure.
And Girls brought up Adam Driver.
Did
that's where you got.
And, like, you know, maybe that show brings on some new actors, but I'm saying in terms of the tone of the show, it just might not be for us.
Yeah. So Reacher Season 3 has added 4 actors to its cast. Brian
Especially
T,
when we got
Johnny,
this, baby. We got our shows.
Johnny Bairstow told Roberto Montesinos and Daniel David Stewart all joined the cast. Brian T will play Quinn, described as a physically imposing and intimidating lieutenant colonel whom Reacher investigated years ago. Birchall has been cast as Richard Beck, a college student who lost his mother when he was very young and the son of a businessman, Zachary Beck, who is going to be played by Anthony Michael Hall.
Oh, villain alert.
Montesinos will play Guillermo Villanueva, a DEA agent on the verge of retirement, whose mentor, father figure to Agent Susan Duffy, and David Stewart will play Stephen Elliott, a rookie DEA agent who's fresh-faced and new to the job. Season 3 is based on the 7th book of the Reacher series called Persuader. In it, Reacher goes undercover to rescue an informant held by a foe from his past.
Ooh.
Maria Sten will return for Season 3 as Francis Neely alongside Hall and Sonia Cassidy.
I told you she was coming. Neely is the reoccurring character every season.
Yeah. So this seems pretty great. You know, ready for Reacher 3.
Get him in a new environment. Put him undercover. Like, we've so far, he's acted with impunity. He's done what he's wanted. Now let's see him in a way where he has to use some of his other skills.
We want more Reacher and more of this Guy Ritchie movie and less of Blue Mountain State.
Yeah. Holy shit. Guy's back. Look, we'll talk about The Gentleman. Guy's killing it right now. I'm further in The Gentleman than I am these other shows.
Netflix has greenlit the limited series Black Rabbit, starring Jason Bateman and Jude Law. The official logline series states, when the owner of a New York City hotspot, owned by Jude Law, allows his turbulent brother, played by Jason Bateman, back into his life, he opens the door into escalating dangers that threaten to bring down everything he's built. So it makes me think of some sort of Ozarkian.
Yeah, see, I don't know why Shameless came to my mind, because they're in a bar. Like, I feel like Bateman's going to be, like, a cocaine user. And, like, he has to deal with, like, his shit. Well, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like it's going to be, like, not necessarily deep in the crime element, but crime adjacent.
Yeah. So, live-action Popeye movies in the works.
Oh,
my question is why.
Oh, geez.
Exactly.
What? You know, look, I'm sorry. In a post-Doom world, I'm not accepting that shit. I'm not.
Does Gen Z even know what Popeye is?
I don't think so. And like,
exactly.
Do they care? And I know if Gen Z doesn't, I know Gen Alpha definitely doesn't. And like, the millennials, do we even care about that? No. Like, that's a boomer thing. Like, Popeye is for sure before our generation. Like, I remember it coming on late night as fuck. And like, if I was up watching Popeye,
or in the early morning.
I was up too late. Or like you said, earlier before school. Facts.
Yeah. So renewed, cancel, ending. The Bear is rumored to have already been renewed for season four and is supposed to
Nice.
schedule to film back to back, season three and four. Avatar got renewed for season two and three.
Duh.
I finished season one. I
You
actually
liked
thought
it?
that it wasn't as bad as like
People made it seem.
what people are making it seem, but it is different.
Let me ask you. Someone said on TikTok, I saw this. They were like, do you remember the play that Zuko, Aang, and all of them watched at the Fire Nation? They said that the play is basically the live action show.
It's hard to say because we haven't been introduced to Toph yet.
Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha.
But
Did
no, I
you
mean,
like
I
the
thought
Azula
that.
stuff, like the Fire Lord stuff, like the some people said they made Zuko too nice, hinting for a Zutara. Zuko
I think they
Katara.
did make. I think they did make him a little too nice early.
That's not good.
Yeah, and I think like they made him and Uncle Iroh's connection meaningful a little too early. I think it's all like a season two development. But if you don't have enough time to develop it in season two, especially because you're gonna have to add a new character, you know, it could be acceptable. Like I just, you know, the interwoven themes are hitting, and I actually think that the kid who played Aang like
Wasn't
did a
bad.
good job of, yeah, I mean, he did a good job of being like a playful kid who's coming to grips with what he has to deal with. I think like they people not enough people are giving him credit because like he isn't like trying to ride, you know, penguins and stuff like that. But I mean like he doesn't want to be doing stuff. Like you could tell that he's like hesitant.
Did you like the
So
boomy switch? Because that was another thing I heard people say.
was where I was a little bit not so. Some of that Earth Nation Omashu stuff was a little
Yeah, that's why I
not my
heard that was
favorite.
a lot of bad stuff. Let me see.
But
Do
I thought the Northern Water Tribe stuff was good.
was it good? Okay, because yeah, I was about to ask you, how do you like Sokka? Was Sokka good? Because
Because I mean we've seen so many Northern Water Tribe stuff with the bad movie. So like yeah, I think this one was done the best. And I think Sokka's stuff, it all kind of makes sense for him. Like I think that they generally did a good job. I just don't think it was like
Great.
some it's not better than the animated series. I think like
Was it better
I
than
don't
One
think like
Piece?
I don't know. I think One Piece and Avatar are so different.
Okay.
So it's hard to tell. And like with One Piece, it's still the jury's still out on that too. It's like it's same with Avatar. Like it was good enough to continue. So like what does season
Let's
two look like
see.
is the
Yeah,
question.
let's see what happens when Toph comes. So when the shit
Yeah.
gets real. Okay, all right.
Yeah, I mean, like they've introduced that character, the owl character, w way too early for me. I was like, that's a season two character.
What did it do?
Nothing. I mean, it was basically, you know, it was almost like a introduction into they enter the spirit world, they see the owl. The owl is basically talking to Aang and being like, your friends don't really, they're in danger. Like they don't know, they shouldn't be here.
This is like a just to so when we see him again, we know who
So when
that
we see him
is.
later, you know who that is, yeah.
Gotcha. It sounds like a lot of it was set up then.
Yeah. So Upload has been renewed for a fourth and final season of Amazon that has
Oh, that's
Robbie
a
Amell in it.
yeah, that's the Robbie Amell show. People watch
Yeah.
that?
I've watched some of it. I haven't
Made by the
watched
Office
a lot of
guys?
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right. It was my playing show. You know, I just watched it when I needed something on playing because you can download it real easily.
Gotcha.
Shogun is not likely to get a season two.
Oh, knew
The
that.
creators say it was always planned to be a limited series. It just
Yeah, it's the story of
gotta
Toranaga. Once the war is done, it's done. Yeah.
shore that up for a lot of people out there, especially because we're gonna talk about Shogun
Oh,
here in a minute.
people thought it was gonna definitely be Game of Thrones. I've seen that a lot. Like, oh, we have our new show. Like, oh, y'all gonna be mad. That's one season.
So a movie on the rise.
Oh yeah, what you got this week to give to the peeps?
For me, it's Top Chef season 21. I was watching it before we got on here.
Okay.
Definitely excited about some more reality TV. Got Survivor and Top Chef going on right now. Next Level Chef's going on right now.
Okay,
So
okay.
lots of good reality TV.
Let me see if anything's out. Like we said, that Nickel if you haven't watched the Nickelodeon doc and you're a Nickelodeon kid, you should check that out. That's on HBO. All four episodes are out. Yu Yu Hakusho, if you haven't watched the classic anime, that's on Netflix now. Same with the Jamie Foxx show. Do I
Yeah,
have anything new?
I've been watching Evangelion.
That's on there, bro. Like, there's a lot of good stuff. Evangelion's great.
Yeah, I mean, I rewatch it about like every couple of years.
Oh, there's a new documentary, Homicide New York. What's this about? Detectives, prosecutors. Oh, from the creators of Law and Order, the stuff the Law and Order people use. Oh, shit. About the most crazy homicides in New York. Yeah, that's what I'm going to give the people. Oh, wow. Homicide. Check that out on Netflix. That's pretty much the only new stuff.
So let's briefly touch on The Gentleman real quick.
Great. Oh, Guy, thank you. I have 3 episodes left. It is great.
I've only gotten through the first episode, so like okay. Where I left off is like the chicken stuff.
The chicken.
Where like the brother has to dress up like a chicken or whatever.
Did he shoot the guy?
Yeah.
What a dunce. Oh, that guy sucks. But see, okay, you watched the first episode. You saw basically that's Matthew McConaughey's scheme. Why didn't we put them in the same world? Like what was Guy doing? But like, no, it's not in the world
it's
of
similar.
Matt. It's similar. It's like, no, 100%.
The farm that's on their estate was the same one, I thought.
No, that's not Matthew's farm. That's owned by Sue. Well, I know who it's owned by.
Well, right. But I mean, like, it's part of the same chain, I thought.
No.
It looked the same.
No. It's a different organization that runs that. Like, it's a completely different organization. It's the same premise. It's the exact same premise. Like, exactly. But we see how someone builds up to, or well, not necessarily even builds up to Matthew McConaughey levels, because Susie, the girl who he works for, her family's still pretty fucking big. But my thing is,
right.
You had this great world with The Gentleman. Why didn't you just include it? Like, make it a shared universe. Like, I would have loved for the Glass to be fighting Matthew McConaughey's group, and maybe that's season 2. I'm not finished. Like I said, I got 6, 7, and 8 left. Maybe Matthew McConaughey's a posting, or like, oh, y'all are trying to step on my toes. Like, oh, I would love that, having him and our boy Theo James go up against
Theo
each other.
James, yeah.
But Theo James is great. The girl is the best part, gotta say. At least my favorite part. I don't know her name.
From Kaya. So Solaria or whatever her name is. She was like from Skins way back, and
yeah, that's where she was from. I didn't know if it was Skins or The Hunger Games or
Skins. Skins and Maze Runner.
Yeah, I knew it was one of those types of movies, Maze Runner or Hunger Games or something like that. Yeah, she's great. She, like, Theo James is getting a lot of love, but she is great. And also, I know you're not there yet, but just let me say this: why is Giancarlo Esposito basically playing Gus Fring?
What's funny is that my parents said the same thing. They were like, Giancarlo Esposito playing that same character.
See, me and your parents vibe, man. Shout out to your parents. Because like, I was like, what the? Me and Chris are watching. And Chris is like, wait, is that? I was like, that's the same actor. He was like, and then they start talking about what he does. And I was like, I know they just didn't take Gus Fring and put him in the damn show.
Guy Ritchie, certified Breaking Bad fan.
Hey, but look, The Gentleman's great. It might be, and I know we're reviewing Shogun in Tokyo, and I'm Tokyo Vice, and I know Shogun is legitimately the best show on TV, but The Gentleman may be my favorite show on TV.
That's fair. I still think Tokyo Vice has got it for me.
I think in terms of favorites, I go Gentleman, Tokyo Vice, then Shogun.
Because I'll be honest, as we move into talking about Shogun and Tokyo Vice, I want to talk about Tokyo Vice first, because I want to spend more time with Shogun. So I'll hold my point on Shogun this week. But so Tokyo Vice, Lyndon hasn't caught up to where we are currently.
I was watching
where Jake is in America.
Shit. Yeah, facts.
But before Jake goes to America, lots of stuff goes down.
Oh, yeah.
The aftermath of Oyebun getting shot.
Mm-hmm.
Samantha basically figures out that like
Tozawa didn't. Or what is involved?
Tozawa has tracked down the old, the cops have started busting up crime gangs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so Tozawa's like, I'm going to get those old crime gangs and have them do things for me because they need
get
new
them to
leadership.
Work from, yep.
And so he's using them to get at the Chiarakai.
And Hanyaman's a horrible leader for Chiarakai.
Hanyaman's a bad leader. Yeah.
Like, horrible. Like, it's going to end up being Sato. Like, I feel like that's where we're going. Maybe. Oh, damn. Maybe not. Holy shit. That's where I felt like we're going, but we're looking for the killer with the eye, with the red eye on his hand.
Found?
Damn.
Don't take him long.
Okay, real. All right. Well, yeah, that's pretty much, you pretty much nailed everything else that's going on. Just, yeah, I mean, Jake got to let that girl go, though, bro. He's got to let that girl go. Oh, he's still, well, he's still on it?
Yeah, I mean, and then she gets, one thing I'll say about her in this new episode is that she basically gets handed a paper that I assume is an NDA. So, like, as Tozawa is phasing her off into getting it with his new girl, his young
things
girl.
Things she can't sing.
Yeah, so she's going to be, like, can't be used in report. Like, or yeah, she's going
to
get...
Because the main thing that I remember that Jake's doing is trying to use, like, different people that he knows with fucking... the cop to take down Tozawa. He's back on his shit. He's like, Tozawa's back.
Yeah,
like,
they're trying to figure
I'm back
out
in it.
Tozawa. And in this next episode that you'll see, they get a good lead.
Okay. Lit.
So like that, you know, that's working out for him. But then, you know, Sato's got his stuff dealing with his brother involved in the gang.
And dealing with his main guy gone. The leader of the gang.
Because Samantha has now been outed in the paper. In Jake's paper, she's now struggling with that aftermath.
Oh,
so she,
yeah,
you know, hard to deal with insurance. You know, you're gonna lose your club.
They outed her as someone that works for the Yakuza, right? That's what it was.
They basically said that it was like Yakuza owned. So she
was
like,
she was the front, the face,
and she was the lover of
the person who died. Yeah. Facts. The architect.
So basically that article goes against all the things she told the cops. Mm-hmm. So the cops are pissed. So
she's in trouble.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's still going really good, but let's move into Shogun. Cause you've seen that. Honestly, Lyndon, I thought that this episode was probably the weakest.
Oh, the love episode.
This past episode was probably the weakest.
Yeah.
Good stuff happened. But, like, you needed this episode to, like, understand the Anjin's place in this society and how he does not get it.
Yeah, facts. This was him showing...
he thinks that he has power, but
he does not. No, bro. I thought they did a good job of explaining, like, I'm not calling it the right thing, but this is how, in my head, I view it. The Japanese people at that time's perspective of being, like, the caged bird or, like... caging off their heart or whatever, and he doesn't understand that shit, bro. Like, everyone is showing you a face and they're not showing you their true intentions. Like, you are this white man that you think, oh, I'm about to just do this, do what I want, give me my gun, like, run this shit. No, brother, it don't work that way. Not at all.
He's like, I taught you how to fire these cannons, so I'm gonna book it.
No, bro. Hell no. You are Tozawa's. I'm not Tozawa. You are Torunaga's property, brother. You are lucky you're even in the situation that you're in right now. Because if not, you would just be in jail somewhere. Like, homie got to fuck Mariko. Or did he? Was it Mariko? Or was it a concubine? I think it was Mariko, me personally.
Yeah, I think it's well established.
Mm-hmm. But hey, I do like that girl who. Her husband and kid died, and now she got the strap. She got. I'm happy for her as like his little side assassin.
Like, I thought she got shot by the arrow in the last episode. I was like, oh no, did she get shot?
Oh yeah, no, she's alive.
Yeah, but yeah, and so now he's also learning how much words
matter.
How much words matter. And I think that's a really interesting point in the Japanese culture too, is just like how much matter of fact you have to be.
Yeah.
You
have to be exact. You can't exaggerate shit.
No.
You have to be honest about your word. And then like, oh, what I like is the fucking scheming by the little nephew. The little nephew of dude with the H, the guy who's torn between Torunaga and Ishida. The little fisherman nephew, dude, stepping up. Omen or Omi? Yeah. Whatever his fucking name is. That guy's stepping up.
He's doing a good job scheming. His uncle's doing his own scheming. His uncle's failing. And Torunaga has something. He's got his spy. He's like, the spy is like, let me commit seppuku. He's like, no, bro, you just find a patsy. Mm-hmm. Give him a spy.
Facts. Like go work for me in doing that shit.
Then that Gardner dies, and they're like, oh, he was the spy.
Mm-hmm. But, and then I just like how he's like, oh, I'm gonna get my squadron ready to go in case we gotta go to war. And Torunaga gonna shoot their ass up. they gonna come with swords. Torunaga's gonna blast their ass. Courtesy of Blackthorn. But yeah, that's why I'm not saying much. I'm saying more from the episode before, because like not much really happened in the last one.
No, it was all about Mariko's husband coming in and
their past
fucking shit up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interpersonal relationships, and then like the little scheming that's going on their side of the camp anyway. And then you see that the mother of the future Shogun is now coming into rule because the council is basically dissolved.
Oh yeah, it's done because they couldn't.
So
figure it out
because they couldn't come to any terms.
Mm-hmm.
And so now she's gonna have to take control. So it's almost like Cersei, to give you Game of Thrones.
Essentially,
she is now coming into power and she's blood hungry.
And basically, like Torunaga is gonna have to take it from her, essentially, or like marry her type shit.
No, he's
gonna kill her probably.
Yeah.
Now wait, who Mariko is the guy's daughter, the old shogun's daughter, right?
I don't think so. No, she said that she said her family was disgraced.
Oh yeah, she just, well, what is her power? Like, what
and was killed.
Like, what is she?
Well, the purpose that she serves is that she can speak.
Oh, Portuguese. English, Or well,
so like Portuguese. His whole deal is like
she's the translator.
He's like, you know, it sucks that your life sucks, but I need you to translate, so you're going to have to do that.
I thought she had more power than that. I thought it was, but no, you're right. She is just like a translator.
Yeah, so she serves an important purpose.
Oh, no, she does.
I don't think that she comes from any sort of high standing.
Yeah, it's all about Torunaga and his cronies. What are they doing? Versus his enemies type shit.
And his son getting manipulated.
Yeah, jeez. But it's okay. I mean, look, like I said, Shogun is probably the best show on TV. Like, I acknowledge it's very well made. The story is great. Is it my favorite? I can't say that right now. I would say it's The Gentleman's a lot of fun, and Tokyo Vice is what I know. You know what I'm saying? Like, Tokyo Vice is my jam.
Well, it's just one of those things where, like, The Gentleman is so easy because we don't really have to read.
Facts.
Like, as much as, you know, I mean, so,
and
like,
not,
you know,
and not that reading's a problem. You got to pay attention. It's
a problem, but you got to pay attention.
Like, whereas The Gentleman's, like, bullshit fun. Like, it's not, like, crazy cinema.
Well, and I can watch The Gentleman and also answer a text message.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know.
Be on your phone.
Do something.
Mm-hmm. Cook.
Where, like, if I'm watching Shogun or Tokyo Vice,
that's all you're doing.
I have to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to dedicate time to it.
You got to dedicate, you know, the hour.
Yeah,
you're gonna. Facts. So I don't know. I mean, we're definitely into it. We're getting towards the end for those, but we still got about 3 weeks. So that wraps everything up for this week. Linden, let everyone know what's going on with the Bros Who Think Network.
Oh, yeah. Make sure you check out the Bros Who Think podcast. Make sure you check out all of our content on YouTube. Got some One Piece stuff coming. Buzzer Beater Banter. New anime talk. The latest manga melee is out. So just check out all of our amazing content and be on the lookout for more.
All right. Definitely go back and check out our Dune review if you're just now getting around to seeing it.
Our Cartoon Network draft.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to promote the Nickelodeon one now.
Yeah, it's just like, ugh. It's there if you want. I didn't draft many of them. Did you drafted a lot of those shows?
I drafted, I think, like all that Amanda Show and Drake and Josh.
Yeah, so. I just got Keenan and Kel.
So that's on me.
But she didn't know. Like, none of us knew, bro. No, I'm not letting you do that. None of us knew. We were talking about it from the perspective of us just loving those shows like everyone did. Like, we cannot just, in hindsight, we're not going to watch those shows. But, like, we can't just sit here and demonize ourselves because we drafted that show. We didn't know that shit. I did not know Pickle Boy was a fucking molester, a pedo. I didn't know that shit.
Yeah. So, yeah. But anyway, next week we'll talk. Maybe we'll talk Invincible.
Okay. Yeah, I'll watch it. I'll watch it.
I watched this one.
I know what happens. Isn't it a Rex Lord episode? Like, and then that girl, the shrinky girl, dies because she tries to pull a I'ma pull a boys where I go in Thanos' ass and explode. And that dude said, swallowed.
Right. No, I mean, like, basically
I don't know what's going on with Invincible. Back. Okay. That
Yeah. Mark was on that planet with his little brother.
Oh, did he take him with him?
Yeah, he has to take the little brother with him because his little brother grows faster, but still slower than the people who live on that planet. So his mom's like already about to die. So he takes him over there. Now his mom, Mark's mom, is watching the baby.
Yeah, has a new kid.
And Mark is trying to reestablish in college, but Cecil and the team need them to help him. With a Martian invasion.
Oh,
and the Martian guy.
He's gonna break up with that black girl. That's coming.
Well, she's gonna break up with him.
Yeah, facts. That's coming. That is coming like Christmas. Cause like he's got to get with
you.
Eve.
Can tell it's coming. Yeah, there's a lot of him and Eve tension, and that's for sure.
That's his wife.
basically, Rexplode and the tiny girl and the multiply girl. I'll die at the end.
Oh, Rex died. Oh, I thought he survived. Oh, okay, he died.
He might have. I don't remember.
Rex was the only one that made it. I could be wrong.
He definitely
don't
have a hand.
No, his hands cut off. Facts.
And then at the post-credit scene, was it Mark the alien? Not Mark. Alan.
Alan. He comes back.
He's alive and jacked. So basically, they cut off him before. They cut off his life support. Like, that was a scene that we saw.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, the Viltrumite guy cut off his life support because he was like, the only way that you're going to be strong enough to beat the Viltrumites
is the same.
If your Viltrumite genes can revive you from the dead.
Mm-hmm. See, he's essentially, he's a Saiyan. Every time Alan gets defeated, he gets stronger. That's, like, his power.
Yeah, so he's, like, stronger, man.
Yeah, facts. He's Goku, essentially.
Yeah. So you can catch me on Twitter at ShubesBWT and check out everything going on with the network. We'll be back next week for another Bros Who Binge. For Lynn Burton, my name is Adam Schubert, and as always, have a great week and keep binging.